Lively Stones Meditations for 31st December 2022. Men like trees walking. Reading from Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, "I see men like trees walking." Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into the town, nor tell anyone in the town." A few days ago, I listened to LL Ministries' Let's Talk podcast, on which the lines from Mark 8 came up in connection with Andy and Kath Taylor's topic, which was out of apathy. I had never seen this connection made in that way, and I felt led to look at these verses headed "A Blind Man Healed at Bethsaida." Looking at the way this passage is phrased, I noticed that the blind man did not approach Jesus of his own accord, but was taken before our Lord by believing friends. This is the only passage that I can think of where the healing was not complete when Jesus responded to the cry. The point is that the cry was not from the blind man himself. We always doubt the enthusiasms and convictions of those around us. We like to discover the source for ourselves. In my own case, I can testify that my coming to know the Holy Spirit was not an instant conversion, but a slow growing to understanding. It was not a doubting of Christ, but of myself, a feeling that I would not measure up. It took me quite a while to realize that I did not have to pass an entrance exam. It was seeing through a glass darkly instead of immediately appreciating the light from heaven. Too often, we take the word of friends or family on trust, and we find disappointment because our perspective is not the same as theirs. When we are approached by Jesus with his amazing promises, the gifts of love and faith, we can easily question such riches. Is that doubt? I suspect that we can feel it is more a case of faith is for others, but that I am undeserving. Faith itself is a gift from God. Friends can only offer their glimpse of heaven. But what this story reveals is that Jesus knows when we do not see clearly, when we see men like trees walking, and he touches us again and makes us look up to the heavens until we see clearly and unambiguously. We are restored to a condition of unconditional connection to Jesus Christ. His is indeed an amazing grace. And only then can we ask, then seek, and take the step to knock on his door. And he is the door. Meditate on these things. His grace indeed is amazing. And so here we have the words of John Newton's song, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. Yea, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. Prayer requires desire. A great many people do not pray because they do not feel any sense of need. The sign that the Holy Spirit is in us is that we realize, not that we are full, but that we are empty. There is a sense of absolute need. We come across people who try us, circumstances that are difficult, conditions that are perplexing. And all these things awaken a dumb sense of need, which is the sign that the Holy Spirit is there. From If You Shall Ask by Oswald Chambers.